Welcome to episode 2 of our race from the top of Alaska to the bottom of Florida. In this game, teams must complete challenges to earn tickets which they can use to purchase transportation. Last episode, my partner Michelle and I managed to earn a ticket onto today's one and only flight out of America's northernmost city, Ukiavik, Alaska, giving us the lead on Ben and Adam, who are now stuck in Ukiavik with no way out until the next flight at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Well, that is bad.
But all is not lost for Ben and Adam. With Michelle and I in the air, they now have 2.5 hours where we can't compete with them for tickets. This is especially bad for us because today's best ticket, a 1,500-mile flight that could be a team's way to the lower 48, is still hiding somewhere in the day's deck. So, with the time left in the game day, Ben and Adam are hoping to force up that powerful ticket by getting rid of one of the easy challenges in the day's flop. Find a non-American flag.
Okay, these are burritos. Surely they should have a Mexican flag. They do not. Oh, one fun fact about this place is that, like, because everything has to be, like, shipped in by, like, plane and stuff, frozen pizzas are $20. Isn't that crazy? Ben, I've got great news. Michelangelo's baked ziti has a beautiful Italian flag on it.
I feel transported. I feel transported to the great nation of Italy.
That's a ticket claimed. It's not a great ticket, but it's a ticket. I think the more interesting thing is if something good can come up in the flop now.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead and generate
random number.
Mile flight to a coastal state. Have a picnic on the beach. While sitting on a beach, both team members must share and enjoy at least 3 different foods.
So this is the best ticket that's in today's deck, like, by far.
Because here's the thing. If we get this ticket, that means that we will have not only a flight to Anchorage, but we will have a flight straight out of Anchorage to
Seattle.
Let's have a lovely little picnic. Really, I'm feeling pretty good.
Let's buy a delicious candy treat.
We deserve a treat.
We can get some Cracker Jill.
What the hell kind of woke BS is this?
Ooh, Pop Rocks. M&M's. 3 delicious foods.
$7.90.
Thank you. Having this ticket pop up is kind of big for us.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's going to, because here's the thing. Like, they're going to get to Anchorage by tonight, but they're not going to have a way out.
They're not going to have a way out.
So you would think that Sam and I have a big lead because we're already on a plane out of Ustyagvik. But the answer is no. Right now, Ben and Adam, I'm guessing they're doing the picnic on the beach so that they can get down to the contiguous 48.
So they're definitely going to be able to get to Seattle
tomorrow.
So we, of course, have the advantage of being able to get to Anchorage tonight. But there's pretty much nothing much we could do once we get there. Maybe one challenge, but we're pretty much done for the night. We got to get to Seattle.
Let's go to the beach. Beach, let's go get away. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitch like me is hard to come by.
So true.
Welcome to the beach. In a much more real sense. Welcome to the snack zone, baby!
Today on the snack zone, Pete, we're gonna be eating some
Ben, we have earned a 1,500-mile ticket.
Thank God.
Let's go inside.
We have arrived in Anchorage.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Jet lag.
Thank you.
Okay. You just got here. You learned some news.
I did. They were busy while we were in the air. So they have gotten their flight to Anchorage tomorrow. Yes. They've also won a flight to get to most likely Seattle. And they also found a non-US flag, and now they have a car.
So it means we got some work to do in the morning, but yes. Good news is we have a plan. So let's go do that.
So here's the plan. Michelle and I need to get to the lower 48. Driving would take 41 hours and go through Canada, and there aren't any trains, so our only choice is to fly. And if we want to fly direct to Seattle, not stopping in Juneau or something, there's only one ticket in tomorrow's deck that will get us there. A 1,600-mile flight you can earn by finding a moose and telling it a joke. We need to find that ticket and complete it fast tomorrow because there's a 10 a.m. flight to Seattle we really want to make. You start each day where you ended the last day, so to optimize our chances, we're going to end our day in Earthquake Park, a supposed moose-spotting hotspot. We can get there by taking an Uber, even though we don't have a car ticket, because teams are allowed to travel locally for free.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, generate the new card in the flop.
400-mile car. Climb a tree. Climb up a tree to at least 4 feet off the ground.
The new challenge is to climb a tree. I don't think there are any trees here, Ben.
Nope. That one is not going to be possible for us here.
All right, Ben, do you want to hear my assessment?
Let's hear your expert analysis.
We have a full hand. I like our hand pretty well. There's no cards currently in the flop that would really be useful to us. Yeah. So I say we go to a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can just call it. I don't really want to be out here when it's pitch black.
Hello. We've made it to the park. There's a car that we could do here, the climb a tree one.
Correct.
It's for a car thing, which is not very useful right now, but we might as well. We have space.
Yeah, let's climb a tree.
Honestly, like right there.
It looks like we're in a horror movie, Sam.
You ready for my skills?
I'm so ready for your skills, Sam. Woohoo! Go, Sam!
Woohoo!
How do you feel up there?
It's so much better than down there. It's crazy. Breaking.
Please get down before you die. So the reason that we came all the way here was to put our pin in this place for a strategic position for tomorrow. Oh, my God.
7:40. We're going to call the day here. We'll see you in this exact spot. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Good night.
I'm on a flight to Anchorage. This is our spot for the night.
Good night.
Now, it's the rest period. In this game, rest periods work the same way they do in all of our games. No strategizing, no traveling, and no challenges, but this time with one exception. If teams can manage to book a bedroom on an overnight sleeper train with one of their train cards, they are allowed to make progress through the night on that train. That's not relevant for tonight, though, so here's all you need to know. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., the game will restart from these exact locations, and the flop will be wiped and replaced with 4 new cards from the new day's deck. But first, it's time for teams to go to a hotel and sleep. Or at least, try to.
It is 6 in the morning, and I could not sleep at all last night. Every 5 minutes, I was having nightmares about the flop for today, because that is how pivotal today's flop is for me and Sam. And you know what makes it even worse? Stay with me. Today is the first day of Scorpio season. Adam is a Scorpio. If you are a Scorpio in Scorpio season, a Leo in Leo season, whatever it is, that is when you are at your peak.
Because here's what I think. You know what? Actually, I don't know what I think.
Okay, now it's 8 a.m. and time to start day two.
We are so back. It's 8 a.m. It's still dark out, but we are back at Earthquake Park.
Oh, my God. I am so anxious about this.
Good morning.
Boo.
Good morning. All right.
Were you scared?
Yeah, we were really scared. Were we scared? Yeah, I'm scared. All right. I am generating the cards. An 800-mile train, the challenge, find a real gun. A 600-mile train, spot a UFO. A 1,600-mile flight that is scheduled to land at an even-numbered time.
Come on, let's freaking go. Let's go.
Challenge is amuse a moose. And the final ticket is a 450-mile flight, contribute to a waterfall.
Okay.
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 Okay. See you in Key West.
They seemed pretty pleased.
Okay.
We need a joke.
This is really good. My gut is telling me, let's put a cap on how much time we're looking for the moose. And if we don't find the moose here in that time, we go to the waterfall.
I think that's right. I think we want to spend, like, realistically, we can't spend more than 30 minutes looking for the moose.
Right.
And still make that 10 a.m. flight. But we gotta start looking.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm looking for moose jokes.
We'll worry about the joke later.
I mean, this raises the obvious question, are there moose in Utqiagvik? If you Google moose in Utqiagvik, an article from 2020 pops up that a moose was found here, but, quote, far from its natural habitat.
I don't like that us finding a moose would be a news story.
If you Google Anchorage moose, then the first article says how to find a moose in Anchorage in less than an hour.
Okay, well, that's not great.
Oh, here's a map. We're there. So yeah, I think we want to just take this trail in, basically, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's head. Walk fast.
So do you think Adam and Ben are going to try and find a gun?
Maybe, but I think it could be tough there.
There are other challenges we could do. We could probably do the gun one. We could probably do the UFO one. I personally don't want to do either of those because I would worry that it would free up a spot in the flop for a good ticket.
Yeah, since we're probably going to be flying so much today, we want the flop to be as bad as possible.
Yeah, so I don't want to do them any favors.
Hopefully it takes them a long time to find the moose.
Look, I know for a fact that there are moose at the zoo, but the zoo does not open until 10.
And so otherwise they're going to have to try and find one in the wild, which is possible, but
yeah,
tough.
This is tough. I mean, the light really only goes 20 feet in or so. Do you know when moose wake up?
No.
Yeah, I don't know either. What sound do moose make?
Do they moo like a cow?
Their name would imply it, I feel like.
Oh, Ben, I got some news for you. It's really fucking cold.
Yep. We've still got like 2 hours until our flight, so
Utqiagvik has a lovely Inupiat Cultural Heritage Center. And so I say we walk to that, we see if there are any moose on the way.
Yeah.
And if not, we just sort of hang out there. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, Ben, not seeing any moose so far.
I'm not seeing anything.
Me neither.
Okay,
you want to go back and then go to the left?
Yeah, let's go this way. Yeah. Okay, this path looks pretty good. I feel like the moose aren't out for breakfast yet. Sleep for all like 14 hours of dark.
Does this loop back around?
I think eventually. I didn't see any wildlife. Oh, this is like a trail. I don't really even know where they hang out.
Sam, something moved up there. Something moved up there. Oh, it's a person. God damn it.
Moose check.
Moose check. There's no moose.
No moose.
Polar bear check. No polar bears either. So good news and bad news.
But we did make it to the Inupiat Heritage Center. All right, the woman at the front said this is the best room.
So get ready for the best room.
Whaling gallery. Whoa, this room does rock.
This is the best room.
Oh, that's beautiful. Dang.
Huh. No moose on the coast?
None. I think we need to turn around, Sam.
I know. All right.
It's okay. We've got the zoo as a backup.
I feel like this is the size of a big dog. I feel like it's not intimidatingly big. I feel like if I saw this, I'd be like, yeah.
You think this is the size of a big dog?
It's like the size of like a really big dog.
I think you're wrong about that.
Yeah.
Is this our guy?
Yeah, I would think so.
Is it weird for me to ask the Uber driver if they have a gun on them? I've never been anywhere like this.
We've arrived. First of all, gorgeous.
Ignore the construction. Crazy.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I guess we should kind of just get to it.
Hey, like, let's fill it. That way maybe we can gain some of that quarter-mile distance we have to... So we're going to go all the way to the brim.
Ready?
Yep. Okay, let's stay focused. No distraction.
Oh my gosh, Ben, look, it's a little tiny one. It's a little tiny doll. Oh my gosh, I want a little doll. I would want to have this doll so bad.
Honestly, now that we're in it, a quarter mile is a decent bit.
Yeah.
Look at that view.
I can't. Guys.
Status report. My hands are getting cold.
Well, good news is it's 9 a.m. They have not yet informed us of any moose spottings.
And we are now headed for the airport because our flight leaves in about 90 minutes. So, Sam and Michelle, we're coming for you.
Status update, my hands are getting very cold.
No, don't think about it, Sam.
0.24. Let's see if by the time I get down there, we get to 0.25.
0.25.
All right.
That's it? A quarter mile hike?
So this is waterfall-y, right? Yeah.
This is a waterfall.
Yeah. Look at that. Only lost a tiny bit. Definitely less than
10%. That's like 1%. Killer.
Ready?
Well, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can we sing Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls?
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Just stick to the rivers and the something you used to.
Hell yes.
Time to FaceTime Ben and Adam.
What's up?
Hello!
Please tell me that you didn't find a moose.
Oh, no. But we just showed this waterfall who's boss.
Yeah!
It's a nice-looking waterfall. Well, enjoy that 450-mile flight.
Have fun with that.
Enjoy your flight.
Bye, guys!
Bye.
Bye. Well,
we were kind of hoping. I mean, we were hoping that they would be stupid. We were hoping that they were going to waste a lot of time trying to find a moose.
Yeah.
And not find one. What they did instead is they're clearly waiting for the zoo to open.
It's fine. I mean, I'm honestly just more nervous about what shows up next in the flop.
Can you do the flop?
Yeah.
600-mile flight to a state that borders the Pacific. Plane spot from across the Pacific. Plane spot from the end of the runway for aircraft that cross the Pacific Ocean from Asia, Hawaii, or Australia.
Good?
Okay, that's a pretty good card, unfortunately.
And we can't do that here.
I mean, the only plane we can spot is the one that we're about to take. And they're probably going to get that before we land.
I don't think that's worth optimizing for. Because the only reason we'd want to do that is if we wanted to, like, go to California. I think the next challenge we want to do is the zoo at 10.
The other idea is we can find a gun.
Well, where would we even go for the gun? Like, Walmart?
Thank you for calling Gun and Walmart. How can I help you?
Hey there. I was calling to see if you guys have a firearm section.
Yes.
Okay, it's thank open. You so much. Let's go! I'm so excited.
It's not great. It's not looking good for Team
madam.
So we're going to get into Anchorage at like 12:30. There is a flight from Anchorage to Seattle at 1.
Which we could take.
Which we have a ticket that lets us get on. But the thing is, you aren't allowed to book more than one move in advance.
Right. So we would have to book after we got off our plane.
Yeah.
And we might not be able to book that late.
Yeah. I mean, I think our only hope is that our flight gets in early. Let's look at, like, what flights they could take. Because I feel like we might be... I feel like maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Wait, what was that notification we just got?
What notification?
What?
Michelle, I have news. Why are you acting like that?
This doesn't sound good.
What if I told you it was good?
What is it?
Ben and Adam's flight, at least their inbound aircraft, is an hour and a half delayed.
Oh my God! Skippity-doo-dyay! Oh my God, this is crazy!
What is your impression of Adam Chase when he found out that the flight was delayed?
No. No! No! That's my impression.
Yeah, that's like pretty accurate.
Because he repeats himself. Because he goes through all of this, all of the
stages of grief.
He goes through all of them in like 5 seconds. It's crazy.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
This is really, 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 really bad.
So now we're going to get in probably around 2. We cannot catch a break this game.
You're getting at 1:39.
1:39.
We would have to try to get on the 2:25.
That's pretty possible, though.
Maybe. We would land 46 minutes before it leaves. Normally, you can't book for like 45 minutes is the cutoff.
It's those kind of margins that make the show fun, though. Hey? Right?
Hey,
hello.
Sam? Okay, so here's the thing. Here's
what's the thing? What's the thing?
Well, so their flight seems to get in now, probably around 1:30-ish. But the last flight that they could get out is at 2:25.
No.
To Seattle before...
before the end of the rep, before the rest period starts. So they might not even make it to the lower 48.
They might just get stuck here.
Okay.
Isn't it kind
of... Put on the gas, Sam. Those are fishing rods.
These are not.
Oh, my God. So we have found a firearm.
Okay, should we call them?
Therefore, challenge complete.
Let's call them.
Why are they calling us?
Hey, guys.
I want to show you something.
Oh, it's a gun.
You're showing us a gun. Okay.
We do have to go, but shouldn't you be boarding your flight by now?
What
you know
a
what?
Great
that
what
tone
a great
that
question.
You're taking with us makes me think that you know why we're not. Have fun, kids.
Bye.
Oh no. Ben and Adam look so sad. Well, we have to update the flop.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's just do it right now.
Let me get my phone.
400-mile car, cry, produce any actual tears using any means necessary.
Okay.
I mean, easy.
We could do that.
We could, but do we even want that?
Well, okay. If we do it, then we get another one up on the board.
Okay, true.
At the zoo, we're going to do it. We're going to cry at the zoo. Oh, yes.
How are you guys?
Doing well,
hey,
thank
for Sam?
You.
Yeah.
How's it going? Good.
So bad.
We have arrived at the Alaska Zoo.
Hey, enjoy your visit.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Hello, Mr. Yak. Hi, Camel.
Hello. We're trying to simultaneously
cry
and find the moose. Almost there.
Oh my God, wait, are we started? Prince. What is going on? I'm not even trying. This is crazy. You're insane, Sam. You're insane. You're so clinical about this. I was like, I'm going to like think about something very, very sad. And Sam is just like computing a tear over here.
Wait. Can you see it?
I do see. Oh, Sam.
Has it teared yet? No.
Oh, God. Oh, here,
let me call Ben and Adam.
Another call.
Do you see my tears? I was thinking about how sad you must feel right now.
Sam!
All right, we gotta go. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So, as expected, they are barreling through tickets to try to make something good pop up.
Hopefully, something befalls them.
Sam?
Wait.
Where is the moose? No. Can someone tell me why we're at a zoo next to the moose exhibit and there's not a moose in here? I'm going to say I'm extremely concerned right now.
This is not great. Maybe down here. There's a road that goes down here.
Here's another moose exhibit. Moose exhibit. No moose. What is going on?
There's our moose.
Crazy.
There it is.
Do you see it? Hi, moose.
Oh my God. Finally.
Sam, you gotta tell it your joke.
So, Mr. Moose, what do you call it when a moose gets scared? Moose bumps.
You guys are obsessed with calling us.
Yeah, like, leave us alone.
Chill the fuck out, maybe.
Do you see our friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we see him.
All right, we gotta go. Bye.
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 Let's go.
Don't have much time. We gotta get to the airport, get through security quick.
There's our plane, Ben. It is here.
All right, well, let's go get on it.
So it's 11 a.m. If we can get on that plane and get out in the next, like, 20 minutes, we're probably okay.
Have a good one. Thank you. What is this, our fourth time here?
11:14. I don't know. I'm nervous.
Ben and Adam?
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's do it.
Well, it's good. We got a lot of people coming out now.
They're putting away the cones.
Okay, that seems good. Maybe that guy's the last guy. No, maybe that guy's the last guy. That guy dropped something. Get it together.
Oh, is this where you took us for lunch the other day?
Yeah.
Want to get there again?
I don't know if I have time for a sit-down spot like that.
So, Sam.
Michelle.
I'm a little sad because we've been together for several days now, even before filming. And there's something I did that you haven't noticed. To my body.
Did you get a haircut?
Oh! Oh, no, I didn't get...
I did your nails.
I did jet lag nails.
The plane is moving.
The flight attendant said that she'd know we were going to get in at
133.
133 would be fine.
I think we can work with that.
Flight's getting in.
It's 1:40.
Late.
The flight that we need to get on leaves in 45 minutes.
And it's not booked.
We have not. Well, we can't book it. We can't book it until we're off this plane. We don't know when the cutoff is. We can't figure it out. Ben's, you've been doing a ton of research.
Seems to maybe be a half an hour.
But some things have said 45 minutes.
Some things have said 45 minutes.
If we can't book this flight, we're so fucked. I mean, I genuinely am really, really, really worried about it.
And if you guys could do me a favor, I do have two gentlemen that are trying to make a very, very tight connection for a very special race that they're working on. If you would do me a favor and let them hop up before you so they could try and win this race, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Open up doors, one flight, so conduct the rifle duties.
Go, go, go.
B8? You said B8? This is C8. Hi.
Hi.
Is there any chance it's still possible to book a ticket on this flight? Are they gonna let me and Ben on the plane?
That's the question. That was the question that we had. That's probably the question that you have too.
I would love to find out.
It's a great question, and you could find out the answer right now because episode 3 is out right now on Nebula. Because we put every episode up 1 week early on Nebula. So you could go. Oh, are you checking to see if it's on there?
Yeah.
Well, by
wait,
by
wait, gum. Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa, what?
Wait, let me.
That's crazy. Wait, wow, do we get on the plane?
It's very surprising, the answer to that question.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm really glad that I clicked through and found out.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we know that if you're watching this, you haven't been convinced by signing up to Nebula so far. And one of the reasons could be, you know, there's just too many subscriptions. There's like a subscription for everything these days. We know this. You know this. Everyone knows this. So we do have a special offer for those of you that are just like peak subscription fatigue. But if you just want to pay once and be done and never think about paying for Nebula again, it's an offer. We have a lifetime membership offer right now for a limited time for the holidays. And it's really that simple. One fee, you just pay it, done. Nebula access for life, jet lag, early access for life, all of the other stuff on Nebula for life. I mean, there's really not much more to say than that. It's a lifetime membership. It's available for a limited time.
Yeah. It's like instead of renting Nebula every month or year, you just own Nebula.
Yeah. Well, just not legally, but yes.
And that, you know, it gets you a lifetime of access, not just to jet lag, like Sam said, but to, you know, a huge library of content from other creators, you know, shows, documentaries, podcasts. One is Patrick Willems, the great Patrick Willems, just put out a holiday special about Star Wars that's very, very fun. And no spoilers, but three of your favorite globe-trotting nerds may make an appearance in this special. We are in fact, the set is behind the iconic jet lag
void. Yeah.
Oh my god, there's another camera.
We can cut to the other angle.
Oh wow.
Do you see the
out.
Set?
There's a little taste of it.
Oh, right.
That's a lot of fun. That just went up on Nebula. And it's just, again, it's just a drop in the bucket of other amazing content that you can find on Nebula.
No matter how you want to sign up, whether it's the lifetime membership, an annual or a monthly, you can do so at nebula.tv/jetlag. And when you do, it'll help support the show. It'll give us a portion of your subscription fee for as long as you stay subscribed, which helps us, you know, make the show bigger, better, cooler. All the words. Yeah, that's all the words. But anyway, go to that nebula.tv/jetlag or click the button on screen. And thanks in advance for your support. Goodbye.
Happy holidays.
All right. Oh, that was crisp.
That was a really good clap.
Thank you.
I wish we could put that in the ad. Yeah. That would convince people to get it.
Okay.